about the Governor's Award Excellent Program. Just tell me a little bit about it.
We're really excited this year. We've launched the 2018 Governor's Award for Environmental Excellence, which is a great opportunity to recognize those outstanding businesses in Indiana that are really going above and beyond as it relates to looking at their environmental projects and practices and initiatives that truly have measurable results. And so we're in our second decade of awarding these from the governor's office, and it's a partnership that we work with the Department of Natural Resources on, the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, the Office of Energy Policy. So it really is a real collaborative effort that is spearheaded by IDEM, but it takes all of us to work together to communicate the great projects that are happening in the state.
Talk a little bit about the importance of this award and like who it recognizes and why it's necessary to have something like this in place.
Sure, thank you. Well, the Governor's Awards for Environmental Excellence are really Indiana's highest environmental recognition. The governor of the state of Indiana recognizes those Indiana facilities, those local government or municipalities, agencies. It can recognize individuals, groups that really go to bat to show that exemplary initiative of environmental work at that organizational level. And we've had some great projects in the past. Really excited this year that we've expanded the award to 7 different categories to look at ways that these organizations have either reduced waste, they've saved money, they've contributed to the Indiana economy, or they've truly protected the environment in some way. And, you know, for your listeners, for the agricultural community, the specific category that I think is very innovative this year is a land use and conservation category. So, you know, certainly that could go to local soil and water conservation districts, that could go to a local non-for-profit that's doing something with that land use conservation, soil health initiatives. The 7 categories, in the past we've really had one overarching, and we really felt it was important because, you know, it's hard to compare apples to oranges when we would have a school compared to maybe a Fortune 500 company. So we decided to pare the categories down into really manageable ways. And so the categories are, the first one is energy and renewable resources. Certainly we know agriculture could be involved with that piece. Greening the government, so we know there's a lot of things happening in local communities, whether it's that local municipality, that local elected area of that particular county. The third category I've talked about a little bit more is land use and conservation. We also have an environmental education and outreach, which in the past we've seen a lot of schools be really interested in that to showcase the kind of work they're doing on getting environmental education into classrooms and into communities. The fifth category is pollution prevention. We also have recycling and reuse. And the final category is 5-year continuous improvement. So really there's something for everyone. And like I said, it's open to any Indiana business, a nonprofit organization, a school, a university, or a government agency. And we're really excited to see what comes in the door this year for these projects.
And then talk a little bit about how people can be nominated. Talk about that process.
Nominations are due to IDEM no later than 5 p.m. on Monday, May 7th. We know we still have a little bit of time, but at the same time, we also want to be cognizant that we all know time flies in our lives. The public certainly is invited to submit nominations, but organizations can also self-nominate themselves. And really, it comes down to if you or someone you know of a particular project, a company, or an organization that really deserves some statewide recognition, that information can actually be uploaded through our Indiana Department of Environmental Management website, and we have a link that you can share with your listeners. It's www.idem.in.gov/govawards, and all they have to do is click on that link, and that will take them to that application process. And we've tried to streamline it to make it as user-friendly as possible, but at the same time making sure we're getting the details about that nomination that are going to set it apart from others.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
I think it's important that the governor of the state of Indiana, Governor Holcomb, has recognized the importance of this program, that we look at awarding innovative, sustainable, and those top-notch programs or projects in the state. And we're excited to be a part of that and work with our partners and really appreciate the work that Brownfield is doing to help us get the word out.